It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. It was a beautiful weekend to be outside. It was. Yep. It's going to be a nice day today.
Going to be a couple of nice days, maybe a little scattered precip here and there, but nothing, no major systems coming in. So
that's all right.
Yeah, good. I know you were out doing a little gardening and
yard work,
and I was staying in my deck without sweating too terribly much. It was kind of nice. So good. Good weekend for that kind of thing.
Of course, if the sun is out and the temperature gets close to 80, I turn into a popsicle regardless. So,
oh well.
Yeah,
you're just, I mean, you're kind of a sweet guy. In other words,
I melt.
Something like that. Yeah,
but I've earned that right to melt.
There you go. Well, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course, today we're saluting Corporal Donald Ernest Helgeson. Donald was born on April 21st, 1928, in Sacred Heart, and passed away on December 20th, 1984. He worked for he was a tractor mechanic for the Massey Harris Implement Company in Dawson after getting out of service. Before then, he entered active duty on March 27th, 1946 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army and was honorably discharged just shy of 7 years later on February 28th, 1953 in Renville, Minnesota. That's where he was from. Service information, he was an automobile mechanic with headquarters and headquarters company of the 2nd Battalion, 28th Armored Cavalry Regiment. He earned the World War II Victory Medal and the Army of Occupation Medal with a Germany clasp, so he spent some time overseas in Europe. So we thank you, Donald, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Definitely. Salute to all the vets.
Absolutely.
And speaking of vets.
And saluting them.
Our topic today is the Vietnam-era Veterans Recognition and Town Hall Meeting coming up over in Montevideo.
Yes, there was a press release came out last week on the 24th from St. Cloud VA's Public Affairs Office talking about a recognition ceremony and a town hall meeting taking place 3 weeks from Tuesday at the Montevideo Community-based Outpatient Clinic. Ceremony honoring Vietnam-era veterans living in Chippewa County and the surrounding area. Followed by a town hall meeting focused on improving VA healthcare services and programs is scheduled on Tuesday, August 21st at 5 p.m., so it's 3 weeks from tomorrow, at the Montevideo VA Clinic, which is 1025 North 13th Street in Montevideo, Minnesota. And you follow the signs. It's not that hard to find.
Not that big a town.
Nope.
Drive around, you'll find it.
Yeah, that's right. Or at least you'll find a sign.
That's right. Where it is. That's my technique.
I always tell people it's behind Luther Haven and the hospital.
Okay.
Turn at the courthouse, go past Luther Haven and the hospital, turn right a couple of times and you're there. Vietnam Veteran Recognition Ceremony is the first item on the agenda, and the town hall meeting will take place immediately afterwards. Beginning at 4 p.m., Chippewa County Veteran Services and VA staff will be available to discuss enrollment in VA healthcare and provide information on the full range of veterans benefit programs. Excuse me. I plan on being there as well. So, about the Vietnam War commemoration, authorized by Congress, established under the Secretary of Defense, and launched by the President in May 2012. Vietnam War Commemoration recognizes all men and women who served on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces from November 1st, 1955 to May 15th, 1975. 9 million Americans, approximately 7 million of which are living today, served during that period, and the commemoration makes no distinction between veterans who served in country, in theater, or were stationed elsewhere during that period. Every one of those 9 million answered the call of duty. By presidential proclamation issued on May 25th, 2012, commemoration extends from its inaugural event on Memorial Day 2012 through Veterans Day of 2025. So we got 7 more years of this commemoration. To learn more about the Vietnam War commemoration, you can go to VietnamWar50th.com. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
What's that number, Josh?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level.
Garden. Nice and lush.
Yep. Reach us by phone at 598-3445. I will mention, though, that next week, August 6th through the 10th, I'll be on vacation. But I've posted phone numbers of neighboring service officers if needs arise.
Okay.
So,
and we will, through the magic of radio, bring your program to the
Monday morning
to everyone on Monday, as always.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, anything else we need to talk about today? Or we covered it, huh?
I think we covered what we came here to cover.
So. All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks, Josh. Appreciate the info. And we'll catch you again one way or another next week.
Yes. Sounds good.
All right. Josh Benega, Lac Barrel Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time, right here for Vets Info on the Air.